This audiobook brings together various insights and ideas I have acquired over 50 years of research, teaching, and consulting, and, at the same time, reflects how the kinds of problems that organizations face in our rapidly changing world have forced the evolution of those ideas. As I began my career as a human relations trainer and part-time consultant in the 1960s, I evolved the model of process consultation, introduced in my books Process Consultation, 1969, and Process Consultation Revisited, 1999, which emphasizes the need to involve the client in the process of figuring out what is wrong and what can be done about it. After several decades of working with this model and updating the book, I began to realize that the model we were using for organization and management consulting really had broader applications to all kinds of helping relationships, resulting in the 2009 book, Helping. Analyzing the helping process from a sociological point of view also revealed how much our cultural norms influenced what we thought should be both the client's role and the consultant's role in the helping process. In my own experience as a helper, it seemed crucial that the client really be able to tell what is bothering him or her and be able to be open and trusting in doing so. I then discovered that the major inhibiting factor to clients being open and trusting is the cultural force in the United States toward telling as being the heroic model, which led helping and consulting models to be structured in terms of the formal professional stages of diagnose and then tell as recommendations. My management consulting friends told me that this is required if you are really doing your job, which, to my dismay, I found many clients passively believed. I recognized that the obsession with telling was a broader characteristic of the U.S. managerial culture, which led me to write the book Humble Inquiry, 2013, to point out how much potential harm was done in making subordinates feel psychologically unsafe in upward reporting if they saw safety or quality issues in how work was getting done. In my own consulting efforts, I found that telling did not work, and, furthermore, that the clients who called me in for consultation often had previously experienced the formal approach with other consultants and did not find the diagnose and then recommend approach terribly helpful. The formal process often missed the real problem or recommended things that could not be implemented for a variety of reasons that the consultant evidently had not considered. At the same time, the problems that confronted leaders and managers became more complex to diagnose and even more difficult to fix. I also learned through several experiences that will be discussed in the cases in this audiobook that sometimes just the earliest questions, comments, and puzzlements that I expressed in the initial contacts with a client proved to be very helpful in enabling the client to perceive and think about the situation. This often led to immediate next moves that the client could think of that were seen by both helper and client as immediately beneficial. All this led me to go beyond the previous models and write about what I experienced. Real help can be fast, but it requires an open, trusting relationship with the client that the helper has to build from the very beginning. Because of the difficulty and complexity of the problems, and because the client's own view of what is going on is so important in the relationship, this also requires a great deal of humility in the consultant. So in this audiobook, I will describe the new kinds of problems, the new consultant-client relationship that will have to be built, and the new kinds of attitudes and behaviors that consultants will have to learn in order to be really helpful.